You're listening to KNKX. One place spring is in full bloom is inside the Washington State Convention Center. That's where the Northwest Flower and Garden Festival opened Wednesday. This is the 30th anniversary of the show. 88.5's Paula Whistle talked with a garden professional who's been part of it from the beginning.
Where did we end up putting the climbing hydrangea?
Judith Jones and her team are rushing to put the final touches on their display garden as forklifts move pallets and mounds of dirt around. Jones owns a nursery called Fancy Fronds, which sells ferns. There are all sorts of varieties in this year's garden and an eye-catching three-sided trellis with a bench. She describes the color as
cherry red, really warm and inviting.
Jones says after 30 years of doing this, she's noticed a change. More and more people who come by say they don't have much time to garden.
People always say, well, I want a low maintenance, no maintenance, low water, low in a garden. And in my this little voice says in my head, do you suppose they have low, no-maintenance children and pets, too?
Living things, she says, do take care, but the payoff is more than worth it as you watch the garden change with the seasons.
You learn to love the things that are really wonderful at whatever time of the year. I live where there's 60-mile-an-hour winds, and it floods sometimes, and there's 100 inches of rain, so it's not always perfect outside, but there's always something exciting to look at, you know?
Plants, she reminds us, aren't static.
When you plant something, it's either going to grow and change, it may engulf something else, or it may die. And so something's always happening.
So this longtime gardener's advice, whether your ambitions are big or small,
don't be afraid to try. It's okay.
Judith Jones' creation is one of 18 gardens on display this year. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.